This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. I don't know if you've seen this video. We've got it on the BJ Mix page of KISW.com. There's a mom who's trying to guess which thirsty DMs were written by her adult son.
Oh, wow.
They're sitting in the same room together. So it's the son and the mom, and it's super funny because it's like awkward. Like, here's mom reading him trying to be flirty with a girl.
Oh, this is, it's very, very awkward.
I could commit crimes with those eyes. That sounds so much like you saying something cheesy like that.
Is that cheesy?
Yeah, to me it is.
Okay, all right.
Girl, you are thick, thick, thicky. I hope the hell you didn't say that. I'd come through the phone and choke you.
Do you know what thick means?
It sounds like you're heavy.
So thick means that a girl is curvy.
Oh, you would like that then. Your ex-wife was a little thicker.
What?
I love this mom.
Wow.
That was no chill.
Thick, that is, thick, thicky.
Yeah.
Those weren't that thirsty, though. I was expecting more.
Yeah, I guess they're not going to like let her see like the boner pics that he might be sending.
Wow. That's what I was expecting, honestly.
Wow. Okay, we went from 0 to 100 on that one.
Yeah, well, right? You know that's probably what's going on.
Damn. Yeah, I mean, at that point, oh. I mean, we know those are thirsty. You know what I mean? That's pretty much...
Vicky found one that I thought was rather interesting that maybe for best purposes we didn't hear her say it, but in a nutshell, it said, for the love of God, please do a certain thing.
Oh,
use me as a seat.
Oh, yes. There you go. There
That's
you go.
It?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The old, yeah. Okay. I think that was a Monty Python song back in the day.
Yes, it was.
Sit in my hand, tell me that you love me.
Why do I even know that?
Yeah, I know.
Right? I'm glad you do know that. I am very impressed.
You know, I used to know someone that loved Monty Python, and they would play that song all the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is not really a song.
Oh, that's a great song.
To that person, that was like that was Pearl Jam to them. Like that kind of music.
Oh, wow. Oh, that was a tremendous song. Vicky, Danny, you know that song, or do you?
No. I've never seen Monty Python.
Me neither.
I know references to it, but not the songs.
Yeah, I'm not telling you to watch any Monty Python because that could be troublesome. But the song, I think you get a kick out of. And then who knows? Maybe if you like the song enough, you might want to delve deeper into the brilliance of Monty Python. But Steve will tell you, don't waste your time.
Okay.
Danny, don't waste your time.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
But at least the song is, you know, it's entertaining. And when you realize when the song came out, it's like, well, that was all right. Because it's still funny to me today because we can't even say what their song is today. So they were ahead of their time.
Yeah, but my buddy would listen to that song like as if it was, you know, listening to Soundgarden or just randomly during the day. Just like go over his, this is in college, go over to his dorm and he's just like hanging out in his room. And he's like, sit in my man. I'm like,
What are you doing?
Dude, it's saying...
Do you expect any ladies to pop into this room and say, hey, what are you listening to? I kind of want to do that.
I think of it like, you know, the 69 Club, you know? Nice. Yeah. It's that kind of thing where, you know, it's just so stupid. You go, and it puts a, you know, it puts a smile on your face. It's put a smile on my face just remembering that song. And
well, some people can't smile if they actually do that because there's things in the way of their mouth being.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Right.
But the whole, like, jumping into the DM, it's so funny. I have a friend that, like, she just recently shared, like, some random DMs that she was getting on her Twitter page because she's a cosplayer. And one of the ones was just so great because she's like, she just screenshot and said, how did you jump from cosplaying and dress up to escorting? And the person was basically like, hey, I love all the costumes that you wear. You ever thought about being an escort?
Oh, wow.
It's like, well, that's rather quick.
Yeah, that's very, very quick. But some of those cosplayers are sexy, Steve. And sometimes, you know, you just hope that
they become hookers?
Well, again, it's in the world of sci-fi and fantasy, we imagine a lot. So why not imagine even more?
Deep into that fantasy.
That's one of my favorite things in the morning is when Vicky is like, oh, guys, you should see what was in my inbox this morning. And it's like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Thirsty people. Vicky shares them with everybody. Yeah. So just know that. We're all reading your weird text.
If you send me an unsolicited, you know, certain type of picture, everyone's seeing it.
Oh, yeah. We're photoshopping things on it. It's a good time.
We're making fun of it.
Oh, wow.
We're probably sending you a picture back with me or Steve replying with our feet or something. Yeah. So enjoy.
Yeah, those aren't Vicky's hairy feet.
No.
Well,
mine are hairier, actually.
Oh, yes. Hashtag Hobbit life.
Yeah. But like, it's kind of funny that a guy would like try and jump into someone's DMs and just said, already like kind of sold themselves short. Like, yeah, I have no chance of being able to convince this person to go on a date with me. How about I see if I could just pay to go on a date with this person?
Yeah,
you know, I have to say, I appreciate that he knows his lot in life. He probably is like, yeah, the only way I could be with you is if there was a financial agreement.
The best part that she shares is like the person's username is like something along the lines of like, I miss you, Sally. That's like the
no, that's not his name.
And she wrote, this is why Sally left you. You don't deserve her.
Oh, boy. Wow. Boy, I miss you, Sally, is not having a good day.
There's like a weird disconnect where people, like, you can send them the most plain thing and they will send you something like 20 steps ahead in return. Like, on one occasion, someone's like, what are you doing? I'm getting my tattoo finished, my back tattoo finished. Like, let me see. So I sent him a picture and it's all bloody and, you know, I clearly just got a tattoo. And he thinks that means, hey, you want to see my stuff?
Wow.
And he sends me a pic back. Like, no, hey, do you want to see it? Hey, I'm going to send you this. It's boom, here you go. I'm like, that is a weird, it's like, what happened?
You want to see my needle?
No, that's what it is. That needle goes. Steve, that's the missing link. Thanks for connecting the dots for us. Appreciate that.
I Creep understands how Creep writes.
the creep whisperer.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get you. He's speaking my language.
Wow.
You showed me skin. I'm going to show you skin. It's so stupid.
No, it makes sense.
It actually doesn't. No.
Not really.
Steve could actually get a job as an interpreter. This is really good.
What he meant to do was wish you a happy Friday.
Yeah, that's really what he meant. We got cops that are on the hunt for a man who broke into a mall to steal a bag of Dippin' Dots. Steve will tell you all about this. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:20 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys, and thanks to Advanced Hair Restoration for giving us the Migs Report today. Well, it's sunny out, so why not? Maybe it's a little windy. Get yourself a kite and fly it around, because it's National Fly a Kite Day, BJ.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
But more importantly, today's a day I think you'll truly appreciate, because it's National Kiss a Wookiee Day. So find your hairy friend and pucker up.
You know, we talk about how some days have to share some days with some really great days, like, you know, National Chocolate Day sometimes shares it with National Pie Day or something.
Right.
And yet we've got a day that easily could have something else.
It's also National Lobster Day.
Oh, all right. Well, that's not bad.
Okay. I think I'd rather just, you know.
You'd rather just a Wookiee? Okay. Amelia Clark does make that seem appealing.
She's
got bad gas.
All right, let's talk about this guy in Texas. Apparently, police are on the hunt for a guy who broke into a mall. And why? He wanted to steal a bag of Dipping Dots. Yes, those delicious little ice cream treats. Little balls.
You and I will disagree on how delicious they are, but that is odd that that's all he broke into the mall for.
You have a problem with Dippin' Dots?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Please. How could you have a problem with Dippin' Dots? They're awesome.
There are so many other ice cream treats that I would rather have over those.
I'm not saying they're the best, but they're freaking great.
Yeah, the mall, that's like the Dippin' Dots are like the go-to. Baseball games.
No, I mean, I know of a mall right now that has a Dippin' Dot display, and I'm sorry, but you know what? They also, the mall I know of, it has a Cold Stone Creamery. Thank you. Goodbye, Dippin' Dots. Don't even talk to me.
Well, here's the crazy part is that he actually broke through a hole in the ceiling. So he did this, like, you know, dun, 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 Mission Impossible style.
Wow. Your mission, should you decide to accept it.
And what I love is they have, like, surveillance footage. He was wearing a polo shirt, and the entire time that he was a part of his secret mission, he was licking on a sucker. That's what the police report said.
Okay, so he had a lollipop in his mouth, but just getting him ready for the Dippin' Dots.
He went through the same hole in that ceiling when that's how he exited the place, with the Dippin' Dots. No word on if he took anything else. He's still on the run. At what point did his cops just be like, you know what? We got other things to worry about. We just got to chalk this up to a Dippin' Dot loss.
Yeah, I mean, really, he's done them all a favor.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I think your hate for Dipping Dots is a little excessive.
I find it to be completely, there's no need for it. I don't ever get them at the ballpark. I don't ever get them at the mall. What does it say? The future of ice cream or something like that?
Yeah, that's why I thought you would like them, because they're like almost like a space treat.
Yeah, sorry, buddy. You know what? I mean, they're not going to get me with that line.
Yeah, don't call me buddy if you're not going to like Dippin' Dots.
Oh,
you ain't
please.
A friend of mine if you don't like Dippin' Dots.
Listen, I feel badly for you. I hope that you get the right therapy and realize what's going on here.
All right, so you won't eat Dippin' Dots, but would you want to eat the Mona Lisa, BJ?
Wow, didn't we just have a Monty Python song talk earlier?
This is one of the dumbest things, but I just love stupid stories. Somebody started a petition on change.org that's asking Jeff Bezos, you know him from Amazon and all the stuff and all the money that he has. The petition is that they want Jeff Bezos to buy the Mona Lisa and eat it.
What?
Yeah, sure, why not?
And according to the reason, well, Rev's like, why not? Some people are like, why? And they said, quote, nobody has eaten the Mona Lisa, and we feel that Jeff Bezos needs to take a stand and make this happen. Right. He does have the money for it.
Okay, this is the dumbest thing I've heard of. Am I missing something?
No, you're not missing something. It's just stupid for stupid's sake.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, some people try to be clever, some people try to be ironic, and then there's this. What is this? Moronic?
I guess. Well, he definitely has some extra cash because he just auctioned off a seat on his rocket. You know, him and his brother are going to space.
Oh, right.
In a rocket. Well, they just auctioned off a seat for $28 million.
Wow. Somebody has got that kind of cash because they want to do the ultimate frontier, and that is go to space.
Yep. I wonder if they're bringing Dippin' Dots with them.
Wow, $28 million. Imagine that you've got that kind of money. You go, yeah, I want to go to space. Dude, it's $28 mil.
Not much of a golf guy, but if stuff like this is going to continue to happen, maybe I'll start paying attention. I guess there was a, I don't even know what this is. It's a Corn Ferry Tour that they do in golf, and there's a Monday qualifier for it. And there were a few guys that were part of a team. They were paired together for a tee time. Austin Daly, Derek Fribbs, and Luke Smith. And Smith's dad was his caddy, and that kind of comes into play in this story.
Oh, all
apparently,
right.
The Smiths, the dad and the son, were pissing off the other two guys because, well, they weren't, like, helping out throughout all the rounds. Like, if there was, like, an errant tee shot, or they weren't pulling the pin in the hole after putting it out. Like, things, I guess, that are technically, that's just what you do. You're respectful of your teammates, and I guess they weren't doing these things. It was starting to piss off the other two guys. So at one point, one of the guys missed the green. He was having a hard time finding his ball. The other guy was helping him, but the Smiths wanted nothing to do with it. So wow. They start yelling and screaming at each other. At some point, Luke, the son, just jumps on the other guy and starts punching him.
What?
Dad grabs the putter, starts wielding it at the other dude. The cops show up. The cops are like, would you like to press charges? The guy's like, yeah, he punched me in the face. So he gets arrested. The son gets arrested. The dad gets pulled away as well.
Wow.
This is the type of stuff we need in golf, BJ.
Okay, this is this is what golf is devolving into. I am enjoying this.
Good news for those that saw something really scary over the weekend. I don't know if you saw the post on social media. There was a soccer match that was happening. Danny, maybe you were watching it. Christian Eriksen, he's a Danish player, and he plays for Denmark. And he collapsed on the field, on the pitch, and died practically.
Oh,
I mean, pretty
no.
much he stopped breathing. He was unresponsive. There's an incredible scene of, like, all of his teammates circling around him so that way the media couldn't get pictures as they were trying to bring him back to life. They had, like, the defibrillator. They were doing everything that they possibly could. After about 10 minutes, they got him breathing again, thankfully.
Wow.
And he just posted something online just thanking everybody, saying that he's fine. He does have to go do some examinations, but he's feeling pretty good. And he just said, now I'm going to cheer on the boys in Denmark for the next matches. Play for all of us in Denmark. And things along those lines.
So he was like...
He died.
Died for 10 minutes.
For however long, but yeah, it took about 10 minutes of CPR, so yeah.
Whoa.
It was terrifying, man. The video footage of it was just really scary, and then he was able to leave, and then he kind of was able to give a wave to people, which I think helped a little bit. But the crazy part then was the league made the team still play the game. They're like, you have a couple of options. You can either play tonight, play tomorrow at noon, or forfeit the match 3-0. They ended up playing the game and losing, I think, 1-0. So I don't know if the 3-0 is just like a standard. Like, if you have to forfeit, you lose 3-0 because I think points matter.
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah.
If I'm the teammates, I'm like, what do you... Go after yourself. Our player just died on the field, man.
Oh, they're tough. You know, those soccer folks are tough.
As far as the Mariners, they're tough, BJ. They won 4-3. They beat the Twins yesterday.
Woo! Look at this. Minnesota. All right. We need to get out of Detroit.
Minnesota. Last night was the Stanley Cup semifinals, game one between Vegas and the Montreal Canadiens. Vegas won very nicely, 4-1.
Wow.
In game one, Shea Theodore, former T-Bird, had the first goal of the game. That was pretty cool.
Look, I mean, I don't know how the series is going to go because, I mean, the Bruins won the first game of their series, and that turned out badly. So, but still, man, how about them Knights? Just makes you feel good about the Kraken.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Tonight you got Tampa Bay and the New York Islanders playing game number two, with the Islanders having a 1-0 series lead. As far as weather, 66 degrees, going to be sunny. Thank you, Kia, up you all for giving us the major report, and that's what's up.
Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
Who directed Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Oh, crap, what's his name?
That's what I'm asking.
I know. John Hughes.
Yes.
Well, you know what? Yes. Not only do you have to get the answer, Steve, but you have to deal with a snarky question asker. You know what I mean?
So rude.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm asking, mister.
Very, very Trebek of him.
Very much so.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs. We'll do that at 648 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.